as the winter months are getting closer, we're starting to feel the temperature drop here around the city. Mm-hmm. What is the general outlook for the Buffalo area this winter?
Yeah, the overall is actually a little back and forth when you look at the winter season, late fall through the winter season. And we're going to have our periods where we do get some cold weather, especially early on here this year, different from last year. And I think we'll see, even by December, maybe some snow flying pretty quickly here, a couple events that could come through and lay down some snow, especially looking good south and east of Buffalo for the ski areas early on, something that we kind of lacked a little bit of last year, but it picked up as the year went on. But this year, I think it kind of starts a little early. Then we get into a situation where we may start to see some milder weather come back into the picture mid-season. So some of these events may not be all snow. They may be mixed. They may even be rain a little bit. But then I think we could follow the back end of the winter season again with a little more snow. So a little more than last year as far as snowfall goes. But you're still going to have your mild periods here and there mixed with the cold.
You mentioned a little more snow than last year. Is there an exact number prediction that's out there for that?
Yeah, you know, these are always difficult to predict this far out. We do put out a range. We're one of the few that do that because we do a lot of research and we look at a lot of things other than modeling. And what we're seeing, you know, you look back at last year, we had 71.3 inches for the season. The normal, around that 95-inch range, we're predicting in a range about 75 to 100 inches this year. Now, the problem that we have is, could that top end get into Buffalo? Probably more likely south towns, the ski country, will get a little bit more than that because of the trajectory, the wind flow off the lakes. But we did notice that this year, especially the northern Great Lakes, they're running much higher than they were last year at this time. We know how mild it was last year. So there's a good connection that could come not just from Lake Erie, but also from the upper Great Lakes all the way down into Buffalo. So that's why we have such a big range, 75 to 100 predicted for this coming season.
The lake effect snow, a constant story here around the city of Buffalo. Just the average temperature of the winter, right? We've had winters that were extremely cold and some that are rather mild. Is there going to be kind of a warmer winter this year on average?
Yeah, it's, you know, you can still get a lot of snow in mild winters. It's not very often that happens, but here's the thing. It's like, again, the Great Lakes are very warm, so early on that will have a little bit of effect near the lakeshore as far as temperatures go, especially nighttime temperatures, keeping them up a little bit. The pattern does not look ferocious, at least in the first half, but we will have some cold shots mixed with the warm shots. But the problem is a lot of the activity with this, what we call weak La Nina coming on, a lot of the stuff goes into the Pacific Northwest and also California. That airflow is marine type, and by the time it gets to the east, it warms up. And I think that's going to keep these departures overall above the average here in the east. Not by much, because we will have those cold shots from time to time. But I do think it'll get our temperatures up by a degree or two above the normal average for the entire December through February time period. But again, keep in mind, that's a 90-day average. There will be some cold shots in between.
Polar vortexes too, right? I mean, that causes a lot of lake effect snow. Do you see a lot coming down from up north?
Well, here's the thing. The polar vortex is always there. I mean, it is over the pole. The matter is how strong it is. The stronger it is, it keeps the cold air trapped around the Arctic and doesn't allow it to escape. But sometimes there is some breakage, some things that happen in the upper levels of the atmosphere that weakens that polar vortex to the point where some cold escapes the polar region and comes down toward our area. Our research shows that during these types of situations that we're seeing this winter, they don't happen frequently, but when they do, looking back at 2008, 1989, these years that look a little bit similar to this year, they were very strong events, and they happened late in the season. And so we are going to be looking at February for the potential for the polar vortex to have some impact on our region. That would mean a change to stormy and colder weather for a longer duration of time to bet the back end of the winter season. So that is a concern, but again, from this far out, very difficult to forecast. But our research has shown that that could happen.